There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live on the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Coming up, we will update you on the girls who were threatened by the police in Texas. They're age 7 and 8, Zoe and Andrea, threatened for running a lemonade stand without a government permission slip, because if they don't get their government permission slip, then bacteria might grow in the lemonade. That's what the police chief said. Well, I'm paraphrasing, but that was his excuse. He claimed that, they need to get this permit because bacteria, as though the permit's somehow going to make sure that the girls use proper food handling techniques, that the permit will somehow ensure that the parents know what a word one about, proper food handling techniques, and that they will assist and observe and handhold the entire time.
The vast majority of food poisoning that goes on in the United States goes on from facilities that are inspected by the USDA, or restaurants that are inspected by restaurant inspectors.
Really? I had heard that it was the majority of it happens at home.
Where does the food that you get from home generally come from? Facilities that are inspected by the USDA.
Okay.
So I process pork.
Yeah.
And I choose to process it, what they call custom, which is non-USDA. But I have gone through USDA facilities in the processing of pork, and I can see what's done and what's not done. So it's like, everything's fine here. But this is what people are choosing to do. There's far fewer than 1% of the food purchased in this country does not go through a USDA facility. Yeah, so therefore, go ahead.
I thought it had to do with poor handling techniques. Food poisoning.
Poor handling techniques occur in USDA inspected facilities.
No, but I mean in your kitchen, like where you grab the chicken, but then you accidentally don't wash your hands or something before you touch something with a raw chicken on it. That has nothing to do with the USDA. That has nothing to do with the facility that processed the chicken. That's a failure of somebody to know proper food handling techniques. That's what I understood that most food poisoning came from. You're saying that's not the case?
The statement that I made still stands.
What was the statement?
The statement that I made is that the vast majority of the food illness that we have in this
food
country
illness
is caused by A, products that come from USDA inspected facilities, and B, products, restaurants that have been inspected by government restaurant inspectors.
Okay.
So we...
That's not a real fair statement, though, is it? I mean, if you're saying that the food illness has come from a product that was inspected by the USDA. Well, the USDA obviously isn't inspecting the kitchens of the homes that food is being prepared in.
I don't think that the USDA is responsible for if you decide to lay a raw chicken in,
nor do
chili.
I think that.
I don't think that either. But, the point I'm trying to make, and I think that it's really, really important, it's prescient here, is that government pieces of paper don't fix problems.
That much is true. Let's go to Barb. She's in, I don't know how you pronounce this, Barb. Is it Rives Junction, Michigan?
Rives Junction.
Rives. Okay, I should have known it wouldn't have been Rives.
However you guessed.
Well, anyway,
you're on the air.
I've been a nurse, registered nurse, 22 years, did a lot of infection control surveillance. And I kind of agree with the one point about the U.S. government, like with the listeria and the fruit. And then the tankers, with the eggs, the milk, whatever. And now we date our eggs, we date our milk. And we used to not do that. And it does seem like the more the government's involved, the more problems we have. Washing your hands is essential. But, we have MRSA on our own skin, methyl-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. But a lot of times you go in the hospital, you have a surgery, you get it. Well, you already have it.
Really?
It just gets transported a different way. Everybody, if you cultured everybody in the United States, probably 90-some percent of the people already have it.
Wow.
In the 80s, they told me it'd be an epidemic. And there's so many germs that people don't even know about. So good hand washing is always going to be very important. But how long you cook your food, where you eat your food from, what you eat your food off of, how it's prepared is the biggest thing.
So let me ask you this about MERS, though. I've heard what you've said, but I thought that it was just sort of existent on your skin.
Wait, are we talking about MERS or MRSA?
MRSA. I'm sorry, MRSA.
MRSA.
MERS is a different thing. Yeah. Don't you have to have, doesn't it have to get into your body in order to be deadly?
Well, if you cultured your nares or under your arms, then you would know if you had it or not. So you have a surgery, say, and that's a lot of times when people get it. When they have something open, then it does get into their body, so you are correct.
Okay.
You guys are hilarious. This is the first time I've listened to you. It's like Howard Stern without Howard Stern. It's like Bob and Tom. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
Loving it.
Thanks, Barb. I appreciate that.
You guys a lot.
Are you listening out of our Jackson affiliate, WKHM?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Welcome aboard. We're on there every Saturday night, so don't hesitate to call us again in the future. And before you go, as a nurse, as somebody who knows a thing or two about being clean in the kitchen, would you buy from lemonade from these little girls, even if they didn't have a permit?
Lemon is one of the best things you can eat. And the outside peelings, I guess, if they're going to stick their hands in your lemonade, then I guess you have a problem. But otherwise, I wouldn't worry about it.
Very good. Thanks, Barb, for the call tonight. The toll-free number. Yeah, I mean, if it was just a couple little girls cooking hamburgers by themselves, I might be a little more concerned.
Juggling knives.
Did you cook the burger for long enough? How were your handling techniques? But I'm not so worried about some kids squeezing some lemons and adding some sugar to some water. I'm really just... Yeah, doesn't bug me.
If you've got a kid, this stuff has to happen to you constantly. My son, it seems like every opportunity he gets, he'll skip a hand washing, right? You send him in there to wash his hands. And did you use soap? Well, no. When I ask you to wash your hands, I swear every time I ask you to wash your hands, what I mean is please use soap, okay? That water, soap, scrub them really good, because when you wash your hands on the towel, I don't really need your dirty little hands making the towel dirty.
Yeah.
Like, the dirt should have come off when you wash your hands. That's the point of the friction.
you have to keep explaining that, huh? You ought to be a dead man by now, Mark, with all that the germs running around.
He'll drink right out of my water.
Maybe we need a new washing hands permit. We'll call the police chief out and... Oh, wait, there isn't one in your town. But you could, in theory, get the government to make a new permit for little kids.
Yeah.
Teach them obedience.
Yeah, my favorite thing is when he sort of brings me some kind of food or beverage and, hands right there where you're going to put your mouth. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll just wipe this on my shirt.
Carl is with us listening in Atlantic City to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you a town near me, Summers Point, New Jersey. They say they're the way to the shore or some nonsense. You have to license your cats in Summers Point, New Jersey. How ridiculous.
Wow. I was wondering where they would have you license cats. Figures.
Yep, Summers. Yep. And I own two cats, but I really think they own me. If they don't like living with me, they'll go somewhere else. So proving that you own a cat, I think, would really be tough. What do you think?
I think you are right on, Carl. Thank you for making the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453.
With Zion, I'd like to figure out some way to make it leave.
So I went to look for the update. Because, again, these two little girls were threatened by the police. Mom, ultimately, she was willing to go to City Hall because the police chief had told her they'd get the permit for free, this health permit or whatever, the lemonade permit. And so she was willing to go as far as City Hall. But when City Hall told her, you've got to go to the health department, she said, screw this. This is ridiculous. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing from the first article.
What's the point in getting a permit if it's free?
Obedience. That's the point.
When it comes to lemonade, at least, that they can hand you a pamphlet on hand washing, that would be a really great idea.
Well, I mean, obviously, the money makes no difference on the piece of paper, right? Like, money's just what typically goes along with the obedience of the permit. They were supposedly willing to waive the fee in this case because it didn't make them look like complete tyrants when they did that. But ultimately, whether or not a fee is paid, the piece of paper still looks the same. Right. The piece of paper, of course, still has no power whatsoever to stop E. coli or any other bacteria from spreading, and putting money behind the piece of paper is not going to stop those things from spreading either.
Well, giving the paper away, in that case, away for free also gives legitimacy to the paper, which, of course, they're trying to sell at $150 a piece to everybody else who doesn't get a national story.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we'll talk about what happened to these girls, because they were supposed to start their lemonade stand-up today for donations, not for cash. And we'll jump into that here in moments. 855-450-FREE if you want to share your thoughts with us on the lemonade crackdowns in the U.S.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Complain about Jared as well. Jared, the gay guy. Free Talk Live, hey, you can bring up anything you want here on the radio with me, Ian. Oh, and me not turning Mark's microphone on.
Me, Mark.
The first time it was for good reason because you actually weren't in the studio at that moment, but now you were, so I failed. So you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You may Skype into the show, which no one has availed themselves of yet tonight. It's there for you if you want it, and you'll sound better. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So here's a tip. If you've called the show before on the phone and you want to try Skype, then just send us a contact request. Once that's approved, you'll be good to go to call us on Skype from that point forward. And even if you're on your cell phone and you don't have some fancy headphone set or something in front of your computer, your cell phone will sound better over Skype than it does over the phone.
It's true.
Unless you've got a crappy digital. You've got to have good signal. You either be on Wi-Fi or on a good, like, 3 or 4G signal. But as long as you've got good data, then you'll be sounding great on Skype. So, again, username lrn.fm.
I want to tell you about Fort Galt. What Fort Galt is it's really a project unlike any I've heard anywhere before. They're going to build a condominium complex, but it's really unusual condominium complex. They're going to have small units. So in one case, I think it's the smallest unit is like 4 feet by 10 feet, and it's $10,000. Really cheap. And they're going to have lots of common areas, obviously common bathrooms, because it's just going to have this unit's just going to have a desk and a bed in it. Common kitchens, common coffee shops, restaurants, places for entrepreneurs, freelancers, world travelers, folks to get together, collaborate, and socialize, and create a synergy around their products, projects that wouldn't otherwise be there. It's a really interesting idea. Entrepreneurs and then their families, obviously. Check it out at fortgalt.com. This is occurring in Chile. So they're getting outside the United States, and it's a huge regulatory burden that's in the United States.
I bet there's no lemonade permit down there.
I said, maybe. I don't know. I haven't checked into
the... willing to bet.
I would bet you're right. Yeah. FortGalt.com. So Galt is like it's in John Galt.
From G-A-L-T.
From Atlas Shrugged. FortGalt.com. They have excellent videos there, and the website's set up in a really awesome way. I think if you go over there, just check it out. If you're interested at all, then you will not feel like your time is wasted. You also don't have to have all the money up front. You pay as they're successful in reaching their goals, and you can even rent out the unit and get it paid back, so it could be a good investment. FortGalt.com.
Let's go to Woody, listening in Columbia, South Carolina, to WQXL. Hey, Woody.
Hey, how y'all guys doing tonight?
Go ahead, sir. Listen, doing great.
Y'all want to hear a nightmare about dog licenses. I'm here
yes, in
South Carolina, too. The same city that guy called in earlier, which is in Richland County. I don't know if y'all ever heard about that.
Mm-mm. Which city was it? I'm sorry.
Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, got it.
Richland County.
Yep.
The county that had the biggest debacle in the 2012 voter machine problem. Matter of fact, Hillary Clinton even mentioned it the other day on one of her campaigns.
Okay. So what happened with the licensing?
Well, about 10 years ago, I got tagged, and I didn't know it. I knew in the city of Columbia you had to register dogs. I didn't know in the county. They come by and tagged me. And on the tag, of course, the person writing, and I couldn't hardly read what they were saying, but they said I had to have my dog's license in Richland County. And if I didn't have them registered by X amount of days, it was going to cost me $1,055.59 fine. So I called them, and I asked them, I said, how long do I have before, because I have to have them vaccinated with papers, with rabies, before I can get them registered. I said, how long do I have to have before I have to have them registered? Do y'all gonna give me before y'all charge me this $1,055.59? And the lady said, sir, that's not the fine for registering. That's the fine for barking nuisance. If we get called again for a barking nuisance, it's $1,055.59 per dog.
So they had already been called once for a barking complaint?
Right. That's why they come and tag me.
That's how they that's how you got on their radar. Got it.
I had 26 dogs.
Wow.
I got hunt dogs, deer dogs, and rabbit dogs.
How big's your property? I mean, you got to have big property for 26 dogs, right?
No, I live about a mile and a half out of city limits. I live in a neighborhood.
Oh, wow. You're like a crazy dog guy. I mean, you don't, normally hear about that.
I'm a hunter. I've been a dog hunting my whole life. I got deer dogs and I got
That's a lot of damn dogs. I mean, would you describe yourself as a crazy dog man?
Yeah.
So what happened? So what ultimately happened with your licensing thing?
Well, anyway, I got it. They told me that it was, if they're spayed or neutered, it's $4 a dog. If not, it's $20 a dog, unless I had a kennel license. So I went to the wildlife park and got a kennel license. They, 2 years ago, they changed the law again. And said, now the kennel license ain't good enough. I had to be a member of some kind of nationwide hunting dog organization. Well, I don't know of any nationwide hunting dog organization. I don't.
This was just to get a damn license?
To keep from paying the fine and everything.
Well, it just so happens that Free Talk Live is a national hunting dog association. If you send me an email at mark@freetalklive.com, I'll send you back our an organizational email where you can just show the bureaucrats that you therefore have a permit from a national hunting
and
dog
that's
association.
Just it. They can change the rules anytime they like. Woody, thanks for the call. I appreciate the story. Toll-free number is 855-453, and you can share your experience with us. We're talking about ridiculous dog licensing. I think the idea is ridiculous, but let me give the counter argument, Mark, because no one has called with this yet. And so I'll play devil's advocate on this one for you. Look, Mark, we got to have dog licenses. I mean, the government needs to know who's got what animal. And besides that, you know, if rabies happens, I mean, having this information could be very, very valuable, having the data on who's got dogs and that kind of thing. I mean, this is important.
When was the last time the government actually was able to use information that they had collected particularly well?
Well, Mark, you know, even if it hasn't used the information in recent time, the money does go to a good purpose, and that is to keep, you know, stray dogs off the streets. We're sending our animal control officers around, and this is the money, you know, the money that comes from the dog licenses does go to help that process.
Don't people that don't have dogs benefit from animal control officers, too?
Yeah, I guess they would be the ones who are probably more likely to call animal control, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So everybody should pay for animal control officers if they benefit everybody. Mm. I would also point out that the license is likely to have the breed of dog on it, and there are certain people out there that don't like particular breeds, and they'd like to see those breeds eliminated entirely.
Like a pit bull.
We could very well have the pit bull holocaust based on dog license.
They have had that. It's actually happened. I think it was Oklahoma, if I'm recalling correctly, and I don't remember if it was the whole state or the county or whatever. But.
Yeah, and I'm talking to you, Stafford Bulldogs. I'm talking to you, Rottweiler owners. I'm talking to you, Doberman owners.
We got time for you. 855-453 is the toll-free number. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
You've got Skype as well. Skype username's lrn.fm. We've been discussing why it is that we need these government licenses. If it weren't for these pieces of paper, we would be constantly threatened by life-threatening diseases and little girls with lemonade stands, as well as dogs. Dogs would be biting people more often if it wasn't for these government licenses. There's just so many ridiculous things that people can say to justify needing a government license for these things. And we've heard a lot of stories tonight about dog licenses, but there actually was someone who called in, and I'm shocked by this. Somebody actually called in to say they thought the two little girls we were talking about here, age 7 and 8 in Texas, that they should have to have some sort of permit in order to sell lemonade. I did not know we would ever get that phone call on the show, and it's been a real banner night as a result. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with your calls. Plus, I want to get to the update from the story about the girls. They, again, were planning on reopening their lemonade stand today after being threatened earlier in the week, apparently, by the police. And they were going to reopen it for donations. There's an update. We'll get to that. But I want you to also know about ExpressCoin. And I wonder if these girls had decided to take Bitcoin for their lemonade. If not, somebody should tell them about it. Because you don't have to there's no minimum age to open a Bitcoin account. You can go and create a Bitcoin wallet as long as you have the technical know-how of how to do that. And it's really easy to open up your own Bitcoin wallet. Anyway, ExpressCoin.com is where you get Bitcoins. It's one of the places out there, and it's probably the best option for you. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they are a licensed money services business because, again, if they don't get the license, probably some men with guns will come in and stop their business.
Yeah, they're not a bunch of little girls.
Right. So, you get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check when you use ExpressCoin. So it is very easy, and you can start off whether in the U.S. or Canada at ExpressCoin.com. You can even use your smartphone to get an app from ExpressCoin.com, and you can use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. You can buy a lot of lemonade for $40. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. I bet that's been done, though, Mark. I bet there has been a Bitcoin lemonade stand. And if not, somebody ought to consider it.
You know, with lemonade, you've got to appeal to a mass audience. I don't think
that's true.
You know, at this point, I would say fewer than 1% of people have bitcoins. You want that if you have a bit like an online business.
But it would be an outreach project, Mark. It wouldn't be the point of the Bitcoin lemonade stand.
You're going to sit there and say, no lemonade for you. You don't have Bitcoin.
You have to pay Bitcoin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, we'll get you set up with a wallet. You can download the Airbits wallet. It only takes a moment. And then, of course, they'd have to get the Bitcoin too. Right?
Yeah. And then you can sell them the Bitcoin there. I mean, I don't know.
At the very least, it would probably get a few people interested in Bitcoin. Anyway, go to ExpressCoin.com.
Just want some lemonade.
Use coupon code FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Charlie in Loras, South Carolina, listening to WLSC. Hey there, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Great. You're on the air. And just do me a favor. Step back from move your mouth back from your phone by about an inch, and you'll sound a little better. Go ahead.
How's that?
That's good. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. We're talking about ridiculous licenses. And South Carolina, I'm also from South Carolina. It might be a South Carolina thing. But I don't know if many people know that, but I got involved in professional wrestling a few years ago, and there are about 40 states that regulate professional wrestling, where you have to get a license to be a wrestler, a referee, a ring announcer, or a guy that hangs outside the ring.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes. Well, I mean, they pay government officials to sit there and go to wrestling shows and make sure all your wrestlers have a license. Now, there's nothing to say. The easy thing to license is you get a physical and you pay the money, give them your information, and they give you a license. But
sure.
If you don't have a license, they fine the promoter $500 each wrestler that's now licensed. So it makes things difficult if you want to bring in, you know, let's say you want to bring in Ric Flair or somebody who has a big name and they don't have a South Carolina license, I can't bring them in. And, a lot of these performers don't make any money. We're talking about independent wrestling here. We're not talking about like the WWE and these big people that.
Yeah, these are the people who are doing wrestling for the love of wrestling and maybe hoping someday they can make a break, right?
Right, absolutely. And the surrounding states don't require that, so it's difficult for us to bring in people. But, you know, when I got involved in it, and I actually mentioned to Governor Haley about, you know, the state regulates professional wrestling, and she kind of laughed at me for a second. And actually none of the state legislators that I know in my area actually knew that the Athletic Commission, which their only purpose is to monitor MMA in professional wrestling. That is it.
Well, you don't actually expect government officials to read the laws that they write, do you?
Yeah.
I mean,
know them.
It would take four lifetimes for anybody who spent all of their time reading laws. It would take four lifetimes for them to read the laws in the United States. It's absolutely ridiculous at this point. Of course, the cops don't know them. Of course, the politicians don't know them.
And this is so obviously transparent, at least to me, that this wrestling licensing organization of the states is basically a glorified way for the states' workers who love wrestling to go to a bunch of free wrestling matches and further get money for it. Because, I mean, how is a state permit or some sort of piece of paper or license going to ensure anything about a wrestling match? It's all staged anyway.
Yeah, I guess we should be just glad.
Go ahead. Right.
I guess we should just be glad that no one would go for the state bikini inspector.
Oh, they would do that. What are you talking about?
Come on. You can't get.
If they thought they could get away with it.
If they thought, right, that's the thing. The women of America would rise up.
They wouldn't.
Claw their eyes out.
I don't know if they would, because they've had that in the past, Mark. You know, the beaches back in like 100 years ago.
That they did have people Atlantic with like City. Rulers going around yeah. making sure that bathing suits were modest enough.
Well, right. I mean, if your bathing suit was, I don't know what the rule was, but it's some amount of inches above your ankle yeah. or something like that, you'd get a ticket. And so, I mean, it's not implausible they could bring that back. Remember when they arrested the guy with the Borat bathing suit on the boardwalk? I forget which town that was in Jersey.
I thought that was Atlantic City.
It might have been Atlantic City. I don't remember for sure. But, he had a Borat-style suit, which is kind of like a strap. I guess not everyone's seen Borat. So it's like, I don't know how you describe it. It's like almost like a spaghetti strap.
It's a flying V.
yeah.
Has your crotch on one end and your shoulders on the other, yeah. and there's nothing else.
Yeah,
it's really a bad idea for any person to put this on.
He also bent over, and you could see his penis for a short moment as he bent over to kind of fix something.
Yeah, that's bad for
on it. But no, it's not. It's just a penis. Jeez, get over it. Charlie, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, that's it, guys. I just want listeners to make aware that hey, spread the word. There's all kinds of commissioners and commissions in each state that they may not be aware about. That's really robbing them of their money and
absolutely
regulating everything.
Thank you for the call tonight, Charlie. I consider any regulation over regulation, unless it's done by the marketplace, unless it's done by people who are doing it for a consensual, voluntary purpose of trying to elevate their business over another one. So certifications are a way to do that. If I want to go and get some sort of, I don't know what the hell there is for this, but some kind of radio talk show certification. Maybe there's something for the advertising side of the industry, a National Advertising Bureau certification or something.
Well, it's the Radio Advertising Bureau, and they do have a I can't remember what it's some kind of certificate that they give you.
Yeah.
I actually passed the course for it, but for whatever reason, since I passed the course like a week before I got fired from the show. Do you remember that?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Back when we worked for Clear Channel.
I never got the piece of paper, so.
Ah, okay, interesting. Well, so that essentially showed that you had done your research, you had taken some kind of test, that you knew about the various different terms in the radio advertising business and how kind of measurements work and things like that. I'm just guessing here.
Yeah, right? That's pretty much it.
Yeah. So, certifications are a way that you can differentiate yourself. And in the IT field, you see this a lot. You'll see MCSE, Microsoft certifications, and various other Linux, whatever. There's different things that you can certify yourself with, so you can show your customer, hey, I know my stuff. These guys say so. With restaurants, there's Zagat's, of course, ServSafe. Make sure that the employees behind the counter know what they're doing. Zagat's is, I think, more of like a quality and service guarantee. 855, 450 free. You can take control here. Lemonade licensing. More of that coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to GOG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. GOG.ninja. Code FTL.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your your free catalog or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on our live Saturday edition. The us is me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Anytime you like, we're there live for you. 3 hours per night, 7 nights a week. But the other 21 hours a day, we've got a live stream that will broadcast, sort of rebroadcast our most recent episode. You can download archives galore all the way back for multiple years. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. There's a chat room. You can submit content right to the front page of the website. It's pretty cool, and it's free. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. As we continue, we've got Michael. He's calling from Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hi, Michael.
Story for you. My young daughter, we have a cat. This was about 10 years ago. Cat's in her lap. Playing with the cat. The cat wants to get out of her lap. She's wearing a short sleeve shirt. And cat, you know, how cats are, they just jump out of the lap. Well, it accidentally scratches her when it jumps out of her lap. We clean it off. We don't think anything about it. A couple days later, it looks like it's getting infected. So we take it to the doctor. And as they're looking at it and doing what they do, they ask, you know, how do you think she got this? And we say, well, no, she might have got it from the cat. And so automatically they go into Ted Nugent mode and they start talking about cat scratch fever. And Saturday of that week, a couple days later, get a knock at the door, and there is the animal control people.
Whoa.
Full regalia, and we've come for your cat.
Wow.
Now,
so you answered the door. You answered the door. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And it's like, honey, there's armed people at the door. Now, what's funny is we had recently moved from one city to another. We have four cats. We had just taken in a stray cat, and because the cat was outside, we took to the vet where they did you know, all the tests they have to do, and they gave us a certificate for the cat. The other cats are all house cats, never go outside. We don't really think about that. Well, we end up substituting the recently certified cat's records for the criminal cat's salvation, you might say. And it's like, well, your cat's got to be quarantined. If it's salvation.
So wait, just to clarify, you gave up the stray cat in place of the cat that actually scratched your daughter.
I feel guilty still, but yes, that's exactly.
Oh, man.
Hey, what can you say? You're going to give up the cat that you have the less. The
I would have liked to know if they have a warrant. I mean, what was it that did they?
Listen, it gets stranger, okay? So the cat has to be quarantined because it maybe has rabies. So they say we can keep the cat in the house, but let us know if it gets Cujo on it. Nothing happens.
We don't keep that cat in the house. It's an outdoor cat.
They call us up. Is the cat okay? Yes. The cat has not developed rabies. Everything's cool. So then I just asked them, though. I said, now, what would happen if, I mean, you know, it's a kid. They don't think all the time. Mm-hmm. So what if the cat just happens again? It's like, well, if this happens again, sir, we have to put the cat down.
Mm. If the cat scratches a kid again?
Now,
wow. And I can't tell you how many times I've been scratched by a cat.
That's what cats do. I mean,
well, listen, to take it to an extreme, I asked him, when I was a kid, I used to have hamsters all the time. And I would break them in because as soon as you would try to pick them up and stuff, you know, they might nip at you. So I would wear gloves and I would eventually break them in. But I can't tell you how many times I would get nipped by a hamster. I mean,
I've got a scar on my hand right now from a hamster I woke up from a sound sleep.
Chomp.
Yeah, right. I know not to wake up hamsters.
Well, you know, but this is natural. These are animals.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Cats jump out of your lap. They might scratch you. A hamster might nip you.
If you play with a cat, it's going to scratch you. Don't ever play with a cat, kids, because it might scratch you. That's what they do.
So I asked him, I said, so if we were to have a hamster and it were to nip me, they said, yes, sir. If that gets reported, we have
it would die too.
Do the same thing.
How do they go about doing it? I mean, do they take the hamster in a special little hamster cage back to their special hamster killing facility? Or do they put it in a brown paper bag and put it under the wheel of their car if they pull out? I mean, what do they do?
No, I think probably more humane than that. Probably have a little gas chamber. You know, they clear everybody out of the way, dead hamster walking.
No, it's probably more expensive than that, is what you mean.
So, Michael, go ahead.
What would happen if that I had a hamster there twice? They said, sir, we'd have to put the hamster down. I said, that is just insanely stupid. It's a huge overreach of government. And at that point, the woman says, you know, I don't make the laws. I just...
But she's there knocking on your door. Now, is the reason the animal control guys, or lady or whoever, came there because the veterinarian snitched you out?
They are required by law.
Yep.
To turn you in. If you bring a child in, or you come in, and in the course of their investigation, how'd you get the scratch? Dang, cat scratch. Darn this thing, you know, throwing it up in the air, and it landed, and it was a little upset when I did the thing.
I'm sorry. It was a hospital. It was a walk-in. Where did you go? Not a veterinarian.
We went to, in this instance, we took our daughter to one of those walk-in,
walk-in
care type.
So they were obligated by some sort of law in Virginia to turn you in. What if you had gone to some sort of facility outside of your area? Or what if you'd given them, you know, information that wasn't necessarily your current address or whatever? Would that have saved you from this, do you think?
I don't know.
This is what you get. This is what you get for trying to do the right thing, right? To go and get checked out, make sure everything's okay.
They threaten
your cats.
I have a private mailbox, and when people ask for my address, I give them the private mailbox address.
Yeah.
So they would have gone to a store where they could ship out some FedEx packages if that's what they happen to have with them.
Right.
But other than that, they would have no way of getting a hold of me. And this is a really great way to preserve your privacy.
Good suggestion.
You know, admittedly, it's nice to be able to walk out to the corner and get your mail, but People can steal your mail out there.
That's true. Michael, thanks for the call. Thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate it. It was a very interesting cat confiscation, threatening to take someone's cat because it scratched their own child.
And a good hamster warning to boot.
Yeah. There is no amount of absurdity that these government agents are not willing to reach. No height of ludicrousness that they are not willing to climb to.
If you want to keep the scratches at a minimum from the cat, you just trim the pointy parts off of their claws. You don't go way back or anything like that. You just take the tips off every couple weeks, and then they spend their time trying to get them back all the time.
Did I hear there's some sort of thing that you can put over top of them?
Yeah, you can get these little silicone like tips, and glue them on there. I mean, good luck. Have fun. Your cat isn't going to think that's the most awesome thing. And if your cat's as resilient as Mushu Pork, he just pulls them off with his teeth. So, you know, I mean, I did manage to get them on, but it was difficult work, and I just find it's just easier to take the tips off.
So coming up still, we've got the update on the two girls, 7 and 8 years old, Zoe and Andrea. They wanted to take their father to the water park. This is the detail in the story that you didn't get before because you were wondering, Mark, you know, why did they need water park tickets if they wanted a Father's Day gift? Because they were supposedly, the other article that we read said they were trying to raise money for a Father's Day gift and then went on to say they wanted to go to a water park.
That's correct.
They wanted to take Dad to the water park, and they wanted to do so with their own money. So they set up the lemonade stand, and apparently they've done this before. They've had the lemonade stand, so they're old hats at doing this, and they've never had an issue. The dad works in the oil fields, apparently, in Texas, and he doesn't get to come home every night as a result. So this was to be an especially meaningful present for him. Mom said, we just decided to have an impromptu lemonade stand because the girls wanted to pay their own way. And then finally she was told that she needed a peddler's permit for the city of Overton. Further, the city tells her that they have to go to get a permit from the health inspector, which is a county permit, which the city guy is not authorized to issue. So until I get the county permit and have to wait to do that, I then, you know, then take that to the city and then get the peddler's permit, which he has then offered to waive the fee on. So the fee was going to be waived on the peddler's permit from the city, but not the county health permit. So in point of fact, they needed two permits. What was unclear from the story before was it sounded like all the bureaucrats were just passing the buck. And they were, but apparently there's now twice as many permits required than was originally expected. This is how it goes, kids, when you go and you look into starting your own business. You think it's a matter of just opening up the doors? Oh, no, no, no.
Officer Ollie's here to help you, kids.
Yeah, help you into a jail cell or destroy your lemonade stand, 855-453. But what happened today when they reopened the stand? It's Free Talk Live. We'll tell you coming up.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.